Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
And it is the Wednesday night edition. You can tell it's Wednesday nights because, well, Jason is here with us. And anything goes, by the way, here on Free Talk Live. The point of the show is you're free to call in and talk about anything, whether it be a personal issue or a political thing that you want to get off your chest. You got a rant. We're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. If you don't take control of the show, then that just means that we get to bring up what we want, and we got all sorts of prep tonight. This is one of those busy, busy prep days where we'll be lucky to get through 2% of it during the show. But we will start with you, Jason, as we normally do. But first, we need to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. And, of course, you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Tune into us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, including a broadband feed and a dial-up feed. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So you're going to tell me about... What is it, a child prodigy or something like that? You said this.
He's a young man, 17-year-old kid.
You said this story warmed your heart. It made you feel good.
Well, normally we do stories about what's wrong. What's wrong with this country? What's wrong with freedom? And, oh, man.
What's wrong with the government, most likely?
And is there a lot of those stories?
Yes.
Well, I saw this, and it made me feel really good.
Cool.
Made me feel really, really good. You see, this kid, Justice Roberts II. Goes to school in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay. And his name is Justice.
Justice.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Yes. Well, he's interested in science. When he was a youngster, he learned about the human skeleton, learned all the names of the bones. Then he did some experimentation with some water at dentist offices in which they keep their tools.
Mm-hmm.
Found that the water is dirtier there than in his toilet bowl.
Whoa. Mm.
Well... He's come along and progressing in his experiments and now tackling stem cell research.
And he's 17 now?
17 years old. He procured stem cells from, some hospital or University of South Florida, actually.
This guy's got connections.
Apparently.
He certainly does.
Well, it's not like I've ever tried to get stem cells.
Right.
Well, this guy takes the stem cells. He induces strokes in rats. Applies the stem cells to the rats. Turns out... Well, one rat, fully recovered, was running on his wheel, wearing out the other rats, and several of the other rats showed significant improvement.
After a stroke?
After strokes.
Okay.
So, this kid is 17 years old.
How do you fix a stroke victim with stem cells? What do you do exactly? Do you know? I thought they were growing new organs with stem cells. I guess there's a lot more you can do with
them,
right?
Feed them to their food? Do they stick them in their butt? What do they do with
Inject
these?
Them.
Inject them with stem cells. Got it.
Huh.
Well... This kid is so great. I believe that this could save taxpayers millions of dollars in health care costs, and it might increase the survival rate and decrease the physical consequences of strokes for those that survive.
That's pretty tremendous. I mean, a lot of people's lives are irreparably damaged by a stroke.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could go from one minute being totally coherent into the next minute being a, arm-flailing retard after a stroke. So if you could get someone to recover as a result of this kid's experiments, that would really be fantastic.
Then let's ban stem cell research.
Fortunately, the kid's 17 and doesn't have to go through too much red tape because the whole stem cell research is immoral. And
well, he's not asking for government funding, and that's really the issue.
Right. That is the issue with George Bush's administration is they don't want to put government money into it, but they haven't actually banned stem cell research per se. Right? I mean,
no.
They haven't even moved in that direction. And I don't think government should be funding any sort of research, so we'll just have to leave that at that.
Right. Well, not only does this kid do stem cell research at age 17, in high school, well, he took first place in two different regional piano concerts. He's a first-degree black belt in Taekwondo, owns 3 national championships in Taekwondo. He's in the Beta Club, National Honor Society,
wow.
Science Brain Bowl... And what? Sports? Yeah. Wrestling, football, track, and soccer.
No way. Seriously?
He's a Superman.
On top of all the geek stuff, he's a sports athlete as well?
Yes.
Wow.
Amazing.
That is fantastic.
Totally amazing.
How does he have time? I mean, I understand that you're 17, you don't exactly have a lot of responsibilities, but oh my God.
That is a lot to tackle.
Yeah.
A whole lot to tackle. And his father says, well, don't let him fool you. He just goofs off. He goofs off a little when he's out there, taking hour and a half lunches, talking to young ladies, just like a typical boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
This kid is in no way typical.
Wow.
In no way. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah.
He's a great young man. And he's black, which makes it that much better.
You know, you gotta love the black folk.
I love seeing black kids excel.
So do I, because they have such a hard time because of the system that has been built around them that literally is, maybe it wasn't intended to be this way, but it has resulted in racism within the system. I mean, you've got regulations and business licensing, for instance, that prevents blacks and Hispanics and poor whites as well from creating their own business and therefore being able to really get a foothold in the world of wealth creation.
Mm-hmm.
You are basically relegating them to bottom-of-the-barrel jobs for their entire lives with all of these government regulations out there.
Let's not forget the unfair taxation on blacks. When you talk about Social Security, blacks statistically don't live as long as
white
people.
That's true, right.
And Social Security takes money until you're, 64?
Mm-hmm.
Takes that money from you. So if your lifespan is going to be only 65 years, you're not going to make as much money as, say, somebody who lives 85 years.
You wouldn't make any money anyway because they're taking it from you in the first place.
Right.
You wouldn't get much back.
Recoup a little in that right. 20 years that you would live after 65.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And since blacks have shorter lifespans.
You know, that's another one of those questions that you have to ask yourself is when they created that, the Social Security plan. Did they know it was going to have that effect?
I don't think so.
It makes you wonder. I mean, it's awfully strange that white women happen to be the beneficiaries of Social Security as opposed to everybody else.
Well, they certainly are the largest beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm. Rich white women.
Yes. Well, rich people live longer than poor people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Women live longer than men. White people live longer than black people.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoy seeing the success of a black person, especially when it can be attributed to not having like a government handout style success.
Right. Someone who's actually going out and doing these things for himself.
And I think it proves something, of course, they'll never admit it, but it proves something to those of the populace who are racist that we've had them call this show before and express the idea that, well, if you've got color in your skin, you're just not good enough. Scientific studies show that you're just dumber if you're brown or black. And, of course, it's just all total bunk, as exemplified by people like this. When given the same opportunities that white people have in this country, they excel just as often.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that it's true in a sense that, you know, like poor people don't do as well on IQ exams as rich people do.
Sure.
Simply because they haven't had the progression of it all. They don't have the same communication skills, unfortunately. Poor people, that
right.
is. And rich people have better communication skills. Once you have better communication skills, you know more words.
Mm-hmm.
That's how IQ, IQ exams are in a lot of ways really just vocabulary exams. The ones I've taken have a lot to do with that. Of course, there's the analogies, too. But
right. The ones I've dabbled in are more like completing patterns,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Like what's the next number that comes in the sequence?
Well, you're absolutely right, though, Manwich, that if again, when given the same opportunities, when given the same level of educational opportunity, the same level of economic opportunity, they shine just as brightly as white people do. And there's still the piss-poor side as well. And there's plenty of piss-poor whites, and there's plenty of uneducated, dumb whites as well, you know, to suggest that there is a difference in mental capacity between people of different color is totally based on ignorance. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Got a quick story about a kid who wore some offensive t-shirts at school. You won't believe what they said. That's coming back with more Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control and bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. And I think, Manwich, we need to do another vote-a-thon.
Do we really?
I think we should probably do another vote-a-thon because it's the first day of the month, and that means that the voting has been reset. Now, last month, we were the number one podcast in the world.
Yes.
For 11 days straight over PodcastAlley.com, and I think there's no doubt that...
Hugely successful.
Right. There's no doubt that PodcastAlley.com is the podcast ratings site.
I think that's true.
They have a couple competitors, but really, they are clearly number one.
Currently.
Yeah.
You never know how these things are going to turn out,
absolutely.
But I'd say right now... They're number one.
They are the hot stuff, and we were number one there last month for a good chunk of time, thanks to you.
Right.
Thanks to you taking the time to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. I mean, it's so simple. It takes less than a minute. All you need is an email address. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, punch in your email address, click vote now. You can leave a comment if you want to, but you don't have to. And then they'll send you a confirmation email. You open that, click the link inside, and you're done.
And, you know, no matter where we think podcasting is going to go in the future, maybe podcasting is going to be hugely successful. Or maybe it's going to kind of fizzle into, you know, like very little notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's the newest, biggest thing on the internet. And the journalists are eating it up.
Absolutely.
And to be number one on Podcast Alley is to be number one in the world currently, the way things are. I don't know how things are going to be on Pod Tower later. You know, you never know. But to be number one on Podcast Alley is to be number one in the world. And for Free Talk Live to be number one in the world means the journalists who are eating up podcasting will be eating up Free Talk Live. We've gotten all kinds of press from being number one before, and we need this kind of press to spread Free Talk Live to radio stations everywhere.
Right now, we're number 10 of the top 10.
Sweet.
So we're appearing on the charts already. We could really just use your help.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this internet cast right now, you're listening on the radio right now, or you're listening later on tonight or tomorrow via podcast, take the time, if you're in front of a computer, to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And we'll remind you that later on. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, also... you can also check out the website at freetalklive.com and see all the free stuff that we have. There's another reason to vote for us, because we give you everything for free, including the archives. So go and check that out. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It is your show about your calls. So let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Well, hi. I'll have to run the podcast and vote. I haven't voted this month.
There you go,
Gene.
Thank you in advance. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I just thought I would touch bases with you. You were talking the other day about China and the amount of construction and the amount of stuff going on over there, and I thought I would give you a report.
Okay.
As to what I've seen, and I've seen a lot of construction going on over there. The place is, like you say, it's booming. Everything is being built. Every place you go, the little villages and farms and stuff are being leveled, and great big huge high-rises are going up. Of course,
possibly be centrally planned, could it, Gene?
It's not really well planned over there. I mean, they don't. And basically, the little guy, the farmer, is the guy who's getting screwed, because he'll have a farm that's been in his family forever, you know. And they'll basically force him out of the land. They will use pressure, and they will use the government in order to force them to sell their land and relocate it. And so it's not a good situation for the little guy over there. The big companies are pretty much, you know, they're taking advantage of the little guy just like they do here. And
what's new? I mean, that's always been happening in all kinds of governments, all different types. I mean, the elite always takes advantage of the underclass.
Yeah. So, but the amount of construction is just amazing over there. It's just going up everywhere. I don't know where they find all the concrete to build all that.
Well, apparently they're getting it from the same places that we try to get our concrete from. I was told a few months back that there was a concrete shortage here in America, and I don't know, there might still be of all the building that China's doing.
It could very well be. I know that they're definitely taking a big bite out of the petroleum reserves, because now a lot of people have private automobiles in China, whereas before they didn't, of course. But
what do you think started this? I mean, how long have they really had this boom going on? Has it been a decade? Has it been 20 years? Has it been just within the past 5 years?
It's been 10 years, approximately. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, China was a lot different than it is now. It was basically a very poor country. When I first flew into Beijing, it was the old airport, and it was really laughable, the way they did things. I really enjoyed it. You know, because even though I didn't claim to be a Christian anarchist 10 years ago, the anarchy that existed at the time really attracted me, because China really was...
How could you say that there was anarchy in China when they're under communist rule?
Well, because the communist rule was very inefficient and very...
always going to be inefficient, but, I mean, the definition of anarchy is without a state, and they clearly have a state.
Well, they clearly have a state, but the state was clearly not in very good control 10 years ago.
Would you say the state is in more control now or less?
I would say more control, yes. They're getting to be more obtrusive. 10 years ago, like I said once before, there were a lot of little booths on the street corners, a lot of, you know, people that the family would just set up a booth, you know,
right.
and they would sell whatever they were selling. They would make little...
And that is going away now and being replaced by, like, what, corporate shopping centers or something?
No, now what they have is they're forcing all these little people to rent a space in a mall or do something like that. So, in other words, they've taken away their freedom of just selling things on the street, and they are controlling them and licensing them and doing just like we do here. So, sure, maybe... You've got your health standards now where you didn't have before. But we used to go to a little tiny hole-in-the-wall restaurant because that's the kind of thing my wife likes.
Right.
And we would eat for, you know, a dollar or something like that. U.S. dollar would give us...
Did you ever get sick?
You know, a little bit of runny stomach once in a while, but...
Right. Well, that's, you know, that's a risk you take going to any foreign country.
That's pretty common. I got that the other day when we went out to eat, too. So you get it here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I've been asking all the questions. Do either of you guys have a question for Gene about China? Anything you ever wanted to know about China? He's been there several times.
Well, I was thinking that you know, Southeast Asia was experiencing an economic crisis. What, it was in 98, 97, that general vicinity. And so would you say that most of the growth, instead of in the last 10 years, really occurred in the last, I don't know, 8, 7?
No, I think that crisis was mostly Japan.
Was it mostly Japan?
China's been on a steady rise for over 10 years, and the reason is free trade. Free trade has... see, I'm a machinist by trade, and of course I don't really find much work in that area anymore because it's all gone overseas.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not support free trade.
So it sounds like China has loosened up on the trade restrictions, but at the same time they're kind of clamping down on other things. It seems to me...
Oh, no. The free trade is one way. They definitely have trade restrictions.
They do.
See, if my family in China wants to import a Chevrolet, they're going to pay a tariff of about 50-60%.
Why on earth you would want to do something like that, I don't know. Import a crap can American car. Gene, great call as always. Very informative. And when are you going to China again?
It's about a week now, and I'll probably call you one more time before I leave, and then I'll call you when I get back.
Yeah, well, shoot us an email while you're there as well, if you get a chance. Thanks again, Gene.
I'll call you from China.
Hey, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Thank you, Gene. 800-259-9231. Fascinating place, China. If you've got comments, you want to change the topic, this is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Lasagna, Sophia Loren, and Roman souvenirs are treasured Italian exports. But a little gift from Alessandro Volta in 1800 still charges the automotive world today. More about the battery when I come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
Cappuccino is not the steamiest thing to come from Italy. Because back in 1800, Alessandro Volta invented a real powerhouse, the battery. Although the term was coined by our own Benjamin Franklin, it was Volta who created the contraption of alternating discs of zinc and copper, sandwiched in between cardboard pieces soaked in brine, that proved to be the first practical way of generating electricity. Begun while he was a professor of physics, Volta's legacy lives on through the term volt, which is the unit of measure of a battery's electromotive force. Now that's Italian. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of fun stuff on there. It's absolutely free. The bulletin board system, the archives, live streaming, and much, much more. We bring it to you all zero charge. There's no special membership section. You don't have to pull out a credit card to gain access to certain portions of the site. And the reason we do that is because we always have, and I think it's important to offer the show up to for free. I think that's just kind of a key element to the way Free Talk Live does business. And as a result, we have a lot of internet listeners. Now, if you whether you're an internet listener or you're listening live on one of our radio station affiliates, what we're doing tonight is our monthly vote-a-thon.
The vote-a-thon. Vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com.
Exactly. Now, a lot of the public radio stations do their week-long pleading for money-a-thon, and we're not asking you for any money. We're just asking you for a minute of your time.
And when they do it, they do the almost all the programming is pleading for money. They just keep on pounding the website or the telephone number over and over again. That's vote.freetalklive.com.
Right.
And they do it it's incessantly. I can't imagine how.
Yeah, and they give you the threats that basically that say, "Look, if you don't give us money, we're going to keep doing this for 5 weeks straight until we get the money that we need to get."
Imagine a world without Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
You know, they do that kind of, imagine what life would be without our classical music, that kind of thing.
Well, imagine Free Talk Live being promoted by the media. Imagine Free Talk Live being, we got some of it last month, thanks to you guys going to vote.freetalklive.com. In the month of May, we were number one at Podcast Alley for 11 days straight, and because we were number one, we got coverage by Tampa Bay's Fox 13 affiliate.
Right.
Now, who knows? Maybe the nationwide Fox affiliate, or maybe CNN or something will report on us if we're number one this month.
Absolutely.
You never know.
Free Talk Live is on 14 radio stations currently, and if you want to see Free Talk Live on more radio stations, what you need to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, if we're number one, we get more listeners, and more listeners means more people coming across the pro-liberty message. So if you think it's important to bring the pro-freedom message to people who've never even experienced it, this is the easiest way to do it. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. And in the last segment, we got another five votes. So it boosted us from number 10 to number 9. It's that simple. Just take the time to do it, and we really appreciate it. So I was going to get to a story about a kid who was wearing a T-shirt to school that they apparently deemed dangerous. Now, what do you think it was? You think it was
covered in razor blades?
Anti-religious shirts.
With Bush.
Yeah,
something like that.
Mean political propaganda.
Remember, we couldn't wear Spuds McKenzie shirts in high school because they had Bud Light on them.
Right.
Yeah. Or Mac. It wasn't Max Headroom because he was Coke. We could do Max Headroom, but we couldn't have Spuds McKenzie.
Well, Hannah Smith, age 18, a junior at Tipp County High School in Georgia, received a one-day suspension on May 5th for wearing a T-shirt featuring a slogan that the principal deemed inappropriate and disruptive. Furthermore, Principal Mike Duck told Hannah that she'd be suspended for the rest of the year if she wore the dangerous shirt again. And what was the offending slogan? It was "Don't drink and drive." One would think that the school would encourage and not discourage a shirt with such a wholesome message. And I know it is Georgia and all, but apparently old Principal Mike Duck was arrested 6 years ago for DUI and running a stop sign.
He didn't take it so well.
So I guess it's a little bit of a sore spot. Duck told the press he could not comment on Hannah's suspension. He says, quote, "We can't discuss children and their issues. It's a matter of privacy and protection of their rights."
Protection of their rights. My Aiken took us.
What a jerk. I mean, 6 years ago, it would seem to me that unless the shirt actually had a picture of the principal on it, which I think would have been just pure brilliance on the part of the kid, how is it that, unless this is one of those things that's just kind of passed down throughout year after year by the students, hey, Principal Duck is a drunk, probably one of those things that all the kids know.
Right.
And so I guess he took offense to it, banned the shirt, and then to top everything off, Hannah returned to school the next day after, or the day after her suspension, wearing a different T-shirt reading, "Don't underestimate individuality."
Excellent.
Of course, in case you hadn't figured it out, the first letters of those words spell D-U-I.
D-U-I. Excellent.
How typical of the government bureaucrat to dodge commenting. Did you notice that they always dodge comments, whether it's a criminal case or in a case like this? They very frequently, "Well, that's under investigation and we can't comment on it.
Well, we're looking into it. Rest assured, it'll be taken care of."
Right. "We have nothing to say beyond that." And that's because they're afraid that if they actually say something, they might get themselves into even more hot water and make themselves look even more just ignorant than they already are. So here you go. The principal has banned shirts that say "Don't drink and drive" from his school. Totally asinine.
Yeah.
I think the students of that school should maybe come to school wearing shirts that say "drink and drive, live crazy, take chances."
Yeah, what would the Mothers Against Drunk Driving have to say about this particular issue?
Well, they're a rabid bunch. You know they're going to be upset about this.
Yeah, they don't. They're not going to go for that.
Well, here's another little shorty from the Advocates for Self-Government. That's where I'm pulling this from. They've got their biweekly publication, The Liberator Online. "Government schools producing legions of the ignorant. Evidence continues mounting that government schools are failing in their most fundamental responsibilities. One of the latest examples comes from New York City, where an incredible 81% of eighth graders flunked the state's basic social studies exam last year."
Mm.
Even worse, the scores have gone down every single year since the testing began in 2001. In 2001 to 2002, the failure rate was only 62%.
That is ridiculous.
Across the state of New York, the scores were also horrendous, though not quite as bad as New York City. 55% of the state's eighth graders flunked, up from 35% in 2001-2002. Now, they claim that testing is important. They claim that standards are critical to education. But here you are, you've got the state test, and 81% of the eighth graders in New York City fail it? Now, here in the state of Florida, they've got a very similar thing that they do. I think it's the 8th and 10th graders.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are complaining because all they're doing is teaching to the test now. Like, that's all the teachers are focusing on, is getting the kids past this test.
I'm sure that's true.
Because otherwise, the kids will get held back, and then the teachers have them for another year, and the teachers don't want that. So, are they really getting an education, or are they just learning how to take a test? And if they're learning how to take a test, it's quite clear they're failing at that. I mean, I would guess that if that's the approach the teachers are taking in Florida, they're probably taking a similar approach in New York.
I'm sure.
And it's completely asinine to suggest that one test, one standardized test is the watermark for every student. Just to blanket it like that is preposterous. Not all students test well. Some students are better at writing essays, or maybe
absolutely
expressing themselves in a cornucopia of different ways,
or building birdhouses. You never know.
Exactly.
Sure. The point is that a socialist school system, which is what we have, is preposterous anyway. So you have to come up with these preposterous means to make it fit. You know, it's
right.
Like, what you got to do to a square peg to fit it in a round hole? What's intuitive is a free market solution, and which is schools that satisfy everybody.
We'll come back with a little bit more of this, and actually we have a sample question from the quiz. European Jews and other groups were killed in large numbers by Nazi Germany during World War II. Which term refers to this situation? Guess, you are just going to love these choices.
The apocalypse?
It's multiple choice. You're going to love it. Coming back with more. Free
Chicago Fire.
Take a trip.
did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. Again, 800-259-9231. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You can go to freetalklive.com and grab up some archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the site. In fact, we go even farther back than that, thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org, who are hosting our archives all the way back to March 1st. We certainly do appreciate that. It's all free, and that's one of the reasons why we're asking you in our vote-a-thon to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Every month, we're doing this because it's important to us. You know, this Podcast Alley website is huge. Now, last month when we were doing the Vote-a-thon, they were ranked as, I believe, the 17,000th most popular website.
Right.
Wow. They're now the 11,000th most popular website.
That's a huge jump.
Yeah. Yeah, and it used to be like 20-something thousand way back. And I mean, they've just been going up and up and up in popularity.
The lower the number, the better.
The lower the number, the better. Yeah, I mean, just by comparison, we're around 225,000.
A lot farther.
Yeah. and that sounds like a big number, but there are some other syndicated radio shows, like The Son of a President, who is ranked at around 1.2 million. So we're
right.
Definitely, you know, being in the top 500,000 is not too shabby.
Well, when somebody goes on the internet and looks and types in, I think I'm going to try out this podcasting thing I'm hearing so much about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they type in podcasting, up comes Podcast Alley, number one, wham.
Right.
And then they go in Podcast Alley and say, Let's see. I don't know anything about
the top 10 list.
There's a top 10 list. We'll try out some of these shows. I think I'll start with
number one. Now, if they were to do it right now, they wouldn't be finding us. We're number 9 at the moment.
Right.
And again, that's because the vote count just reset this morning at midnight. And I just put out a bunch of emails to get our listeners to go over there and vote, because it's critical. We want to pull more people into Free Talk Live, because Free Talk Live eventually will be the number one talk show in the world, not just the number one podcast, but this is a nice, easy place to get a good foothold. And all you have to do to help us out...
Sure doesn't hurt.
Yeah, all you have to do to help us out is go to vote.freetalklive.com, and it takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. It's very simple. In fact, if you've already gone, and we've already had some of our listeners go within the last 20 minutes or so and vote for us...
Thank you very much.
If you've done that, open up your Instant Messenger client. Open up your Yahoo, your AOL, your MSN Messenger, and shoot off some instant messages to all your friends there. Tell them about the show and tell them to go to vote.freetalklive.com and give us help.
I'll tell you, I sent it out to everybody. I don't know what anybody else's experience was like, but I sent it out to everyone on my email list. And I guess I have 200 and something buddies or, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what they call them, people in my address book,
right.
address entries. And I think I got 70-something votes out of it.
That's pretty good. That's a huge return. So vote.freetalklive.com. All right, we're talking about government education. The state of New York has one of those standard tests that every 8th grader must take and pass, or else, well, they don't get past 8th grade, I guess. 81% of 8th graders in New York City failed that test this
Ooh.
Year. And that's down from a low of 30, or a high, I guess, of 62% a couple of years ago. So they went from 62% failing to 81% failing. Now, the entire state of New York did a little bit better. This year, 55% of students failed the test, compared to 35% failing a few years back as well. Why do you think New York City is failing more often than the rest of the state?
I think they have a large immigrant population, and for immigrants, you know, communication skills can be somewhat difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. Be a little...
What do you think, Jason?
Well, New York City, as we all know, is pretty huge.
Yeah.
And you have public schools. How many public schools are there in New York?
Boy,
hundreds.
I don't know.
There are hundreds.
Gotta be.
Hundreds of public schools in New York City.
15 million people. 15 million people.
I think that's during the day.
During the day, whatever.
How could you possibly effectively run a public school system that's that huge?
I don't
know. And when it's run by the government,
yeah.
I mean, that doesn't exactly help.
Well, that was kind of the factor that I was thinking of. New York City obviously has the highest concentration of government, and therefore the most bureaucracy and the most inefficiency, and as a result, the kids there are suffering.
Yes,
compared to the rest of the state. I mean, they're all suffering. Every kid in a government school across the nation is suffering. And yes, some government schools are inevitably going to be better than others. No doubt about it.
Sure.
Because there's still some modicum of competition between the few of them.
You race a bunch of turtles, and some turtles are going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still not as fast as the rabbits.
Well, get this. Here's one of the sample questions from the test the kids had to take. Sample question. European Jews and other groups were killed in large numbers by Nazi Germany during World War II. Which term refers to this situation? Choice number one, appeasement. Choice number two, blitzkrieg. Choice number three, containment. And choice number four, Holocaust. That
Whoa.
Was an example of the difficulty level of this particular quiz. Now, I'm sure there's probably a few more difficult, you know, a couple of difficult questions on there, but... That's, like, pathetic.
It is,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I've got to say it is.
Can you imagine 81% of the kids missing that question?
Eighth graders?
Yeah.
Mm.
Government,
you know, elementary school, maybe.
Maybe. Here, listen to this. Government education officials disagreed as to why the scores were so appalling. Some said it was due to widespread student ignorance of history and government. That's an excuse? You're a school administrator, and your excuse as to why your kids are failing is, well, these kids are just ignorant. It's just widespread ignorance. Come on!
Well, he's right.
Yes, but yeah. Why are they
It's your job to fix that problem. This is not an acceptable excuse. But J.C. Brizard, New York City's executive director for high schools, has a different theory. He says the problem may be that many students, while knowledgeable about history, simply are not capable of reading and understanding the questions on the test. That would be another problem with your system. More coming back, 800-259-9231. Looks like private schools are under attack in the news media. We'll come back with that. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine while it then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We bring you everything on that site for free, and that's why we're asking you to go and vote for the show tonight. It is our monthly vote-a-thon, where we beg and plead pathetically for you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and that's where you go to vote. Tell some friends about it as well, vote.freetalklive.com. It's important to us to be number one in the podcasting world, because we were last month as well. It's important not only because it gets us more listeners, but it also is a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a prize to the media, and some program directors around the country have some respect for that
It's definitely nice to tell a program director you're number one in the world in podcast.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Mike D. in Chicago. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hey.
What's up, you son of a bitch?
Okay, you can't use that kind of language here, dude. We're not internet only. If you mess up again, I'm going to have to drop your call, dude.
Wait. I apologize there.
I realize you're an internet broadcaster. This is my...
No. I know, guys. I'm pretty sure you're allowed to say that on FM and AM.
You are allowed to say it, but it makes some people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Let's just say we lost an affiliate based on me letting the a-hole word go a few weeks ago. So
really?
We just have to be careful.
Well, I know that word's touchy, but Okay, whatever.
We'll You're right. And it was you, not me. So, Mike, everybody can get angry at you.
Yes, you can go. Can I give a plug really quick?
Go ahead.
Can I do that?
Sure, dude.
I wanted to call up. I listened to your show. I think you guys got a great thing going here. Who's this Manwich guy? I like him. He's got
that's me.
Manwich?
Yes, sir.
Are you the guy who listens to Red Bar Radio?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
I thought that you were going to propose to Manwich or something like that with that pause after the Manwich. I've been watching you secretly.
Well, I just wanted to call to say hi. I thought it would be fun to jump on another radio program.
Now, you do an internet radio show, Mike D.
Yes,
and
I do.
You've been doing it for a while. It's called Red Bar Radio, and you actually had me on your show not too long ago.
I did have you on your show, and I'd like to invite you back. We always love you. Well, coming on, being a guest.
If you're not blowing smoke, I'd be happy to be back on. So you'll have to email me on that. We'll set up a time, and I have no problem with doing that.
That's
but Mike,
right.
we're begging for votes tonight at vote.freetalklive.com.
So
can you help us out?
So are we?
Yeah, but we all know that there's no chance you're going to get to be number one, Mike.
You know what? Laugh all you want, but I don't want to be number one with those geeks. I really don't. But, you know, that's...
Well, not, you have to understand, I mean, Mike, not everybody that goes to PodcastAlley.com is a geek. I mean, it's one of the most popular sites on the internet right now. So being number one there is absolutely a desirable thing, I think.
Is it really one of the most popular sites?
One of the top 11,000 sites on the net.
Wow.
That's not too shabby.
Cool. Well,
take out the porn sites on the list, and we're like number 15.
I saw your little bit on the Tampa Bay News.
You did?
Fox over there.
How'd you feel about that?
I thought it was great.
Not too shabby. That's what we got for being number one. So
That's great. I'm sure you guys were real excited about that.
So,
How does it feel right now to be number seven?
Are we number seven now?
Yeah.
That's fresh.
Well, moving on up.
Well, we were number 10 at the start of the show, so that's not too shabby.
Feels better than 10.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, man. Shoot me an email.
Wait.
We got to go, dude. We're timed. Like, this is real radio. We can't just keep on going forever. But shoot me an email, man.
Talk to you later.
Shoot me an email. I'll get on your show, okay? All right, thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Don't forget to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote there, and we will be back with hour number two on the way. Private schools under attack in the media. Is it all for real? We'll talk about it. Free Talk Live. Take control. If you're...